Welcome to Spaghetti Launchers, a world-building podcast where we throw spaghetti at the wall, and it's up to you what sticks. I'm Kyle.
I'm Ethan. Today's episode, we are doing port cities. Really the final boss form of Kyle's unending love for travel hubs.
I don't know if it's the final boss. Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
It's getting up there, man.
There is no final. The final boss is the end of this podcast.
The world transport hub, the multiversal transport hub.
I love hubs, man. Urbanism is cool. Port cities are a classic of urbanism. They are historically the biggest cities probably in the history of humanity. They are critically important.
Mos Eisley.
Okay.
That's a great one. Why didn't I think of that one earlier?
All right. So, anyway,
but yes, spaceport.
I mean, port cities, you know, in the real world still exist. There are ports. The global infrastructure still relies upon these ports. I think any city that's basically on a coast ends up being a port city. You can have a city that just happens to have a small port and it might be fine, or it can be the whole city revolves around being a port. It's up to you. I think we're using this as a jumping off point to just say, as Ethan has decided to be very cagey, that this is more about trade transportation hubs.
Yeah, I think if you...
Rather than specifically bodies of water-based.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's...
Ships are less important, is your push.
Correct. Okay. I think any city that exists to facilitate transport-based trade counts as a port city. So I think you made the point when we were prepping that railroad cities could count. I think that's probably true. I think functionally they serve the same purpose. I think
they have a different vibe.
They have different vibe. Yes, but I think for the purpose of storytelling, they can be the same. I think skyports, we've seen references skyports to cool. Like skyports, spaceports. In spec fic before.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I think all of Omega in Mass Effect, you could see that as one big port city. It is a self-sustaining hub of trade and...
Villainy.
Quite literally, right? Yeah. So I think if you take it down to the bare bones of what it actually does and the point that it actually serves, I think it really just becomes a bit about flavor and vibes. I think you could make the argument that Piltover in Arcane is a bit of a port city because of the hex gates.
Sure. I want to give a shout out to the Colossus of Rhodes.
Okay. Done. The out has been shouted.
You looked at me so dead. You had no response because I had no response to Arcane. And you were like, Rhodes? I don't care.
Okay. Well done. Huzzah.
Anyway, why don't we get into it?
Yeah. Mos Eisley Spaceport. Greatest time of scum and villainy. Probably the best example in spec fic.
No.
Yes.
Pirates of the Caribbean, your favorite example from...
I said it twice because you wouldn't acknowledge me, and I so did. I had to make sure that you heard me.
Ethan, I see you.
You don't.
I acknowledge you. I hear you. Pirates of the Caribbean is a port city.
It is. The whole thing is it's a port city.
Let's go to the port city of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Let's do it. Those movies are
bangers. I feel like the Caribbean is just prime for port city stuff. You know, pirate stories, great for port cities.
Totally. Well, I think there's also, if you get into a port city, you can start breaking it down by what's there. So we've already discussed trade. Trade is a big part of it. You're going to have merchants. You're going to have shipyards or mechanics or artificers for whatever you're facilitating.
You need the harbor place.
Yeah.
You need the place where ships and transportation is actually occurring.
Correct.
In your fucked up world where trains are allowed, then you need the train yard, but you also can have the harbor with the water. You can have the spaceports, which you see in Star Wars. You know, like you need to have the place where all the, where people don't live and it's mostly just vehicles.
Yeah. You also commonly see a lot of seedy underground activity, a lot of crime lords, crime bosses.
Gotta have a mafia boss.
Gotta love a mafia boss. I think you see.
Gotta have one. I don't even have to love it. Crime is bad.
I think you see a lot of gambling, and I think you see a lot
of this establishment.
I think you see a lot. God, I'm trying so hard to stay focused. This is a real role reversal right now. It's really tough.
Well, I'm still focused. I'm just having fun playing with your brain.
I'm sitting here holding up fingers because I one last. I was like, and I think you often get a lot of like saloons or brothels or things like that. Those are often part of the set dressing.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've set the dressing.
So play with that. We've made our dressing famously for our pasta. We've made our our sauce.
I mean, a sauce and a dressing are really those terms. What they're the same fucking thing. If you think about it, why did we name them two different things? What write in and let us know what are the actual physical differences between a sauce and a dressing, and don't just say one goes on a salad and one doesn't.
Although I will say the phrase, "What sauce do you put on your salad?" makes me physically uncomfortable. Yeah. How do you sauce your salad? That's a saucy salad. I don't like it.
Oh, you should probably go to see a doctor.
yeah, probably.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't you give me your saucy salad? What are your noodles, Ethan?
The marketplace of ideas.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, that is your.
Yeah, that's it. It's the marketplace. Okay. Okay.
I thought you were just pitching some new internet concept.
No. No. Okay. The fucking marketplace of ideas, Kyle.
All right. Cool.
What have you got?
Canal Central.
Nice. I'm going first.
All right. Fine.
Notice Canal Central. Once again, you have centralized transportation into
it's a port hub. City. It's a port city. God. What do you want, man?
What I want is a port city that is actually run by a academic institution instead of purely economics. Okay. So it's effectively a university run port.
Okay.
Or a university that is sufficiently large enough and important enough in a society that it would be able to exert control over ports and shippings. So shipping.
Okay.
That would be powerful enough to exert control over ports and shipping. There we go. The importance of this, though, is that they are determining what trade is. So I think because they're a university, they still have to manage a lot in their city for their students, the people that they're taking care of, all of the research, presumably magical, that goes on in there, or sci-fi, magic, scientific, crazy research that goes on in there. So there would still be a physical exchange, right? But I really want to lean into the idea of intellectual trade, okay, of professors and learned people exchanging ideas, not just in debate, but also physically traveling. This is a culture where academics and knowledge is freely shared. Mm-hmm. And so people are able to go leave the university, go out and do research, and have people come in to live at the university, trade knowledge, learn new things, and also teach and become part of the university structure. So it is bringing in students and professors as much as it is about bringing in physical goods needed to run the city and the town.
Okay, I'm having a tough time seeing how this isn't just a big university.
No, that's the point. It is a big university.
Okay, so it's not really a
but it's port. But it is a port. It is a university that controls the port. The whole point is that it is a university, but it is a city where instead of a mayor, you have a dean.
Okay, so okay.
Like the head of facilities is actually probably more like the head of HUD.
Okay.
Right.
I want to focus in on something to try to see if I can differentiate it more for myself to make it more clear. So like
it's really just a setting. There's nothing mechanically different much.
Well, I mean, mechanically different in that people aren't it doesn't feel like people are passing through in the same way. So I want to lean into that and discuss that to say, okay, it's a port city based on intellectualism. So basically you're creating an intellectual hub where people will, there's a lot of ships or whatever the travel is to get here. And then say, you know, there is parts of the university where it's really like kind of off on, you know, this section of, you know, I'm using my hands, but there's part of it that's like kind of separated from this hub of transportation. And then there's like a leaning into, there are salons and it's very like, you know, the Parisian, like early 20th century, you know, like intellectualism coming and going. People come here to chat and to hang out and to share information and then carry on their merry way. And like leaning in more to like almost disconnecting from the university to a degree to say it's not necessarily where everyone comes there at the behest of the university and they teach at the university and whatever. It could be more that people like, so say you're a scholar from like another country and you come to this city because you know there is so much intellectual discussion and exchange going on. So you go to this district and then students from the university will just flock there to chat. And because that's where they go to coffee shops and to bars and they hang out and they can meet scholars from around the world who are there talking to other scholars from around the world and sharing books and there's book exchanges and all mm-hmm. that. And really, but it isn't, I feel like it almost works better to disconnect it a little bit from the university. And so the university benefits from this because it enhances the reason why you would come to this university, but they don't need to have a hand in everything.
I agree with you. I you're not wrong. It does sort of break the vibe of like I for me, the whole point is that it is the university running all of this, because that function of a city that is a university, that is not an independently run city that happens to have an academic institution yeah. there, that for me is really where it's important. So I think what I'm trying to get to with it, if I'm clarifying it, is a lot of port cities end up being pass-throughs. Like, yeah. you know, they you've got materials come in and then they go out.
That is the point of them, yeah.
Right. This is more the port city itself is the destination. Kyle is very vexed by this.
No, it's more like me thinking, I think we disagree about the purpose then. Because I think...
Yeah, we can.
I think... Yeah, we are allowed to. I think, to also rewind, I think it's totally fine. The university owns the port and they run this port. So the transportation is there behind it. But I think it's more of saying, okay, well, then they still have like a bit of a hands-off approach. It's like you go to Boston and like there's just so many schools that people just like no one has to invest in it. Like Harvard benefits a lot from there being other schools nearby mm-hmm. and they don't have to do anything. The intellectualism of the surrounding area just enhances on its own because and they have their own pull, obviously. And I think that's kind of what I'm thinking. I was like, this university has pull and they operate the port. They want people to come. They want to bring them here. But to a degree to just say, come give a guest lecture, come like mm-hmm. come like bring copies of your new books mm-hmm. and put them in our library and take stuff with you. And I think I don't think you want it to just be only a destination. I think it still needs to have a pass through, because if it doesn't have a pass through, then it's just going to balloon and balloon and balloon, and eventually there will be no more hub of transportation, because everybody who's intellectual will just have moved here. And I feel like you need to have it. Its power is predicated on people leaving and then spreading that knowledge elsewhere. If everyone's in
yeah, country, but I said that. I said that people would leave and go out and do research in other parts of the world.
But then they come back. The point is that you have to send them back.
There's a constant flow, though. Because the other part of it is that it's a research institution, so you're constantly getting goods and materials brought in for arcane or hyper sci-fi research.
Yeah.
So you do still have the physical trade, but it is not necessarily as commercial or raw commercial or rawly commercially driven or capitalistically driven.
Yeah.
And what you're describing might be maybe the origins of this city, where maybe there were multiple schools that benefited and eventually they all decided that it was in their benefit to take control of the port. And so they banded together to become one university.
I think that is cool. That does work.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
I think, yes. I think the main difference that we are having is I want it to be where people come and then they spend time there, they share information, and they go back to where they came from. They go back to their home country, mm-hmm. their home university. They go back to their industrial jobs. Like, not everyone who's going to come here will. I think it's important that it isn't only academics, that they have a draw that brings in non-academics. And that's what I'm trying to get at, is like in this intellectual, to bring in political figures and military leaders and industry, and to bring other people to come who want to learn more of specific things, because there's so much expertise at this university and in this town that you bring them in and then they return. And you get, I think that's where I'm like the hub nature. It makes sense to have academics want to come and study because they have, it's such a big university, they have enough of that resourcing. That could be fine. But I think you need to have some people coming and going. What was the right word? To create like the bustle of a city and of a port, I think you need new characters floating through temporarily. This is what I'm getting at.
Sure. No, and I don't think you're wrong. I don't think they're mutually exclusive.
I think they are, but...
That's okay. You can be wrong.
You can be wrong. You're definitely wrong.
I'm wrong all the time.
You want people to not leave. You want them to come and stay and then leave to go do research and come back.
Right. And there's just a constant flow of new people coming in and out. Also, I think I'm also putting in a bit of a modern university where there would be an athletics department. There would be all of these different...
What the fuck?
Yeah. Why not?
But it's come out of nowhere.
Oh no! I realized I should have probably
said that. Oh, earlier. I'm bringing in this thing that you did.
Yeah, I should have said that earlier. Yeah. But no, but there. I'm thinking of it where it is a more modern approach to a university, like a college town, where there are academics, there is research, there is also art, there is also because there is an arts department, there is a theater, there is also athletics, so you have sports.
You're just making a college town.
Correct.
Not a port.
That a college town situated in a port. They are not mutually exclusive.
You made Boston
run by a dean.
Oh my god, I don't know how you don't see how what I'm seeing here, which is just it is not a port. Because you refuse to make it have more outflows. I hate you. I think it's interesting the discussion it's creating, because we're both really thinking about this from multiple angles, trying to like defend our position in a way. It's rare that we ever have an idea where we're both like, no, I hate your idea in this form because it needs to be this.
Right.
And like that friction where we're very close to each other, but there's a border.
There's a razor thin line there.
But it's fucking stark.
But it's there. And I think that's also the fun of it is.
Yeah.
I'm very comfortable in this case, which is rare for me, hand waving this.
And just saying it's a college town.
It's a college town and it works.
Yeah. It's just you really didn't like the idea of the port city being the topic.
In retrospect, yes, I think that's correct.
Yeah. Despite saying...
So I found...
Despite, and I quote, I can fuck with port cities. That's exactly what you said.
It is what I said. And in retrospect, I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. How can I make this work? Oh, let's put a fucking university on it instead and center everything around that.
Now I relinquish because now you've admitted to the thing in that was bothering me, which was just, this isn't a port.
In retrospect, I now see it. It is a university with a port, not a port city with a university.
And there we go. All right.
But a big university with a fucking port. Because, you can have a lot of people.
Yeah.
You can have hundreds of thousands of people at a university.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can. 100%. I agree. All right. Well, let's move on to mine, which is a proper port.
What was yours again? Canal Town?
Yeah, we can call it Canal Town.
Yeah.
I mean, I was playing the game Avowed, which everyone should play. It's fantastic. If you listen to this podcast, you would like the game. But there's a town you go to at some point in the game that is on the coast, and it has a little port, but you can't actually get to the port. And this town is like up on a cliff, like really high up. This is a very this is a mountainous area, but there is a sheer cliff that goes down to the water, and there's a port down at the bottom, and they will like raise the ships up. And they'll raise like goods up to where they are.
That's cool.
I was thinking through the idea of a port city that is like that, where the city is actually much higher than the water. Yeah. And how do you make that work? And then I thought about, well, what if you just bring the ships in full up to the top? And then what if you make... So then I was like, okay, well, let's make a bunch of canals that basically all mean that all these boats have to go way up to the top where this city actually is, which is, you know, up like, you know, let's say 250 feet in the air, 300 feet in the air. I don't know how high it is, but then so they have all these canals situated around it in this harbor. This harbor is just purely canals that you enter, and it just raises you up in like staircases to get up to the top.
That's cool.
And then once you're at the top, and then you go back down. So there's a really limited number of ships it can take in at any point.
I like that.
Because of the nature of this port. And then you just have this city up there. And then it also makes it so it's really defensible.
That's very cool.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot more to it.
No, I don't think there needs to be. It's a great image. I'm also now immediately thinking of the opposite, where what if there is a port city built at the bottom of a waterfall? And so ships had to come in, and the only way they could get to the city was by going down the waterfall. And so there's some cool slide mechanic that they have to go down. Right?
That's interesting.
That could also be fun.
Yeah, yeah. What if it's just... Okay.
Now we're just vamping. Now,
yeah. And that's totally fine because my idea was kind of complete and do what you completely. Want with it. So what if you...
Mine
like,
was too.
But. What if you... Your idea was complete for a different topic.
No, it was complete for port cities.
Okay. So what you have a waterfall and it's a split city. So you have a city at the top, you have a city at the bottom.
Yeah,
and then you have like
that's cool.
You have like an elevator between them, and then there's a like maybe there's like a canal, you know, lock that goes all the way. They just basically built a big elevator for ships to go up and down. Potentially.
Yes, you could have it that way. I think it's more fun if there is a slide that they have to go down through the waterfall. I think that I like that idea.
How big is the slide?
Big.
Okay.
Big enough to take a ship because I think that's cool.
Okay. Is it a twirly slide?
God, let's not get crazy here. Jesus.
Okay.
Well, you have to stick within the bounds of physics, man.
Oh, apologies. All right. So then, okay. So say, yeah, it's a big river. Like,
big
okay.
Big river.
Fellowship of the Ring.
Diddle.
At the end.
Yep.
When they're at that river where they have the big waterfall and the giant king
the
statues.
Argonath, yeah.
Yes. That imagery. But yeah. that lake is a full city built around that. And with the main thoroughfare being taking the waterfall, but they have a, you know, some sort of epic setup with a slide. or a canal, if you want to be normal, even though that canal would be real.
Yeah, because giant fucking statues of kings are totally normal.
Yeah, but it's more like the slide just feels like you're like, it's like everything is super serious, and then just like, and we have a slide. And I don't know. It depends on how you flavor this slide. I think
sure.
If you make it where like it goes on to like when you put a boat trailer, like, you know, it's you put it on the metal sides of it, and the ship just starts sliding down into that, like the bottom of the waterfall, but the waterfall is really big. Regardless,
there are waterfalls that go down and have sections of them that go through rock that have been going for so long that the rock has been worn smooth. So you can actually lie back, you lie down sort of like an ice luge, and you get pushed and you just glide down the smooth rocks.
Okay.
You could very easily have it be something like that where it is
okay.
A quote unquote slide.
Okay.
But it's just carved through a canyon, and so the ship can just glide. It would still require infrastructure to support it, but it would also check the box that I need to have for slide.
I think the problem was you were offering up a solution to slide. That's a really good solution to slide that bypasses the silliness I was thinking of, and then it just becomes, well, it's actually makes sense that it's not even magical. It's just, it's just geology.
Yeah.
It's eventually worn down the rock,
mm-hmm.
and now it's very smooth. And you can add in infrastructure. You could add in, like, maybe they've carved runes into the waterfall that make it so that it is, like, it will slow down the sliding so that there won't be a potential for damage. And when it hits the bottom, it'll hit it, like, basically braked, mm-hmm. so that it won't just boom.
Yeah.
And then at the bottom, they have... like another part of the city down there to like make sure that there's no damage to your ship, and to maybe offload it here if you need to.
And it
whatever.
Opens up into the ocean or something from like, the giant river, right?
Yeah, and this is the only river to the ocean anywhere nearby.
Yeah,
so
perfect.
So it's become this city because... And
there's a university.
all right, but so then... Let's say it's a river that they are then like, because it's a port, this is currently only going out. And if people need to bring stuff in, then to also have it where they can go back up the slide and they are able to like crank, like a roller coaster.
Well, if there are runes, then you can just...
Yeah, you can have runes that reverse, that like, sure, can push you up back into the lake up top, and then you can kind of get rid of your cargo up here, and then you come back down.
I'm imagining a magical version of the cart escalators in a department store.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking of the roller coaster whenever it's like
that.
When
you first also start. Yeah, very similar.
Both work where mechanics. You kind of lock in and you go up, and yep. And much like one way bridges or something, where they have a thing that says like, "Do not go. Someone's coming the other direction. Yeah. Well, you'll wait 5 minutes and then you'll get to go." And they'll have that for the slide and very controlled traffic flow.
Sure. Or at the top, maybe you have storm giants that live up at the top that pull the boat up for you.
Damn. That'd be pretty epic.
Yeah.
Just like storm giant just pulling up.
Yeah.
Storm giant, would he accidentally send lightning?
Potentially.
Mm, well, maybe that's not worth it.
Okay, so trolls.
Water giant?
Is that a thing?
Could be. It's another thing.
Now it is. Yeah, water giant.
Water giants. There's a water giant at the top of the water slide.
Perfect.
Much like the guy at the water park who tells you don't go.
Correct.
Don't go.
Exactly.
Go.
Troll would also be fun.
Yeah. What was the movie where somebody is like doing a whole bit about
okay, go.
There was a movie where somebody does a bit about like, you think you can do my job? It's super dangerous. It's super hard. I'm the guy at the water park who keeps people from going. And then he's
shit.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I just don't remember.
It feels like it's like a Rob Riggle or...
I'm thinking of the SNL bit with Neil Bargatze where the guy dies at the top.
Uh-huh.
And they have to figure out how to get him down. Oh, and so they decide to push the dead body down the water slide.
Ugh.
It's really fun. It's actually very funny.
All right. There you go. But yeah. I think...
Yeah, that's really fun. I like it.
I think the water slide is a fun pivot from the canal thing and just like being the elevated port town. That's easy. Plug and play.
Yeah.
Water slide.
With the water giant?
Less plug and play, but cool.
Yeah.
More flavor.
Yeah.
All right. That's that. Want to move on to the lightning round?
Yeah.
Do you
microwave some lasagna for me? There are no universities, you anti-intellectual piece of shit.
That was such a hostile response to me saying nothing. All right, go with your what's your lasagna?
It is a port city built into a volcano, where instead of water, it's just rivers. It's a very volcanic. It's like a Mustafar type world where it's just rivers of lava, though. And every volcano is a convergence of multiple lava rivers. And so there are a bunch of port cities because those are the only places where there is enough insulation for it to be safe to be to build these cities and be shielded from the extreme heat of the planet.
Okay.
What you got?
This is the port for an underground civilization, and they basically have an island that in the middle of the water, people bring their ships and they have a just huge harbor and docks spiraling out, and then one pretty small island with a giant central elevator, or maybe several giant central elevators that go down like several thousand feet to where the civilization actually resides.
Oh, that's great.
So you just kind of have like a big elevator port where everyone just comes in, loads up, send it down, send it back up, yada yada.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
Yeah.
I also, and I'm going to break the rules again. Let's have a flotilla type ship from Mass Effect.
Don't you say it. Don't you say it's university.
It's not a university. Okay. No, it's just a flotilla type ship that is built in space. It is a spaceport, but it is not existing on a planet. It was built explicitly to be a port.
Okay.
City to facilitate trade.
Yeah, that's...
Is that already exist?
That's just every spaceport.
Ah, well, good for me for inventing that awesome idea then. What stuck for you, Kyle?
I heard you also mentioned the idea of a college town.
Shut
today.
Up. What stuck for you? You know what? I did. It's awesome.
I think the water slide genuinely works.
And I'm surprised we got there.
I really like having it I like the visual of where we put it too. I love having the big statues. I love having it be on a calm, the end of what seems like the end of a river where they have a lake right before a pretty epic waterfall. I like that the visuals of this, I think, really work.
Yeah.
And then also make it kind of a fun hub and port dynamic.
Yeah. And I think magical Panama Canal.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, from Canal, we got to that, which is just a magical version of a canal.
Totally.
And, you know, I think that works. I think having it be like practical with the geology makes sense.
Yeah.
And otherwise, nothing else stuck for me.
I am going to call bullshit. You are going to remember this for so many years.
Okay. So
this shit is going to, you're going to be so angry at me for so long because of this episode.
So setting aside my beef with you just refusing to acknowledge the port element, I think it is cool to have an intellectual hub like that. I think if you added in more like coming and going and made it more of a proper port, I think it's fantastic.
Sure.
I think otherwise it is just a college town, and that's why I'm so resistant to it. But college towns are cool. The vibe is cool. It is fun. But then I want there to be I love the district of intellectual exchange.
Right.
I love the here are the places. It's very the Vienna coffee shops, the 1910s, it's the French salons. It's these it's that element I really love.
Which happened in a lot of port cities anyway. We're just dialing it up a little bit.
Sure. Yeah.
No, they were metropolitan centers with lots of different cultures and education, right? Petra was famously like that. It was a sanctuary city too.
Yeah.
On the Silk Road. It wasn't a port, but it was a place along a trade route. And we already know, because we went over, have my feelings on, they're all the same thing.
Yeah. So are college towns. They also qualify.
This whole thing stuck for you. You're going to be remembering this forever.
So will you.
Well, that's what stuck for us.
Wait, hold on. Did you do what stuck for you?
Did I? Same stuff. Once again, same.
I really don't
remember. I actually do like water giants. I think water giants are cool. Water giants suck for me.
The water giants is fun.
The water giants is fun. And I like the idea of having the port go both ways. The canal go both ways.
Yeah.
And using magic to pull it up. You could industrialize it. Yeah, the waterfly slide. You could industrialize it if you wanted to. But I think it is fun. If you wanted to do it industrially, you could do it that way. If you wanted to do it magically with runes carved in the side, you could do it that way. You could also do it not for nothing by having a group of druids or priests or people there that beseech the river spirit for help. And they've worked out some sort of symbiotic relationship where the spirit of the river gets lots of praise and worship from all these different people and lots of rewards, and in return they can actually beseech the river spirit to reverse the flow of water, to bring the water up and to bring the ships up instead of down.
Do you remember the witches episode where my idea was the witches of the place and the control? You could have the witch who is who is in charge of the canal and just is the mayor of the town and is this is my port city, and I dictate who comes and goes because it's my river.
Sure. I think that's great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Anyway, there's plenty of stuff to vamp on with these.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I guess, and to recall, I said it when we finished Radiant, there is a joy in being we are fully not in agreement about this idea.
Yeah.
And then having to imagine further and further what the idea actually is beneficial.
It's a lot of fun. It's fun and helpful because it is. You were right where I didn't realize I had said I don't understand this topic, so I'm just going to find a way to force it into something that I do understand.
Yeah.
But also, it was just really fun to get to that point in world building of saying, "Yeah, I know this doesn't make sense, and I don't care. I'm hand waving it. It's just nope. It is because I say so." Because that's fun, and very deliberately breaking that very similitude that very deliberately very very deliberately breaking that verisimilitude of saying this is a little whimsical, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you whimsical man.
Well, that's what stuck for us.
Let us know what stuck for you.
Emails in the show notes. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.